So, yes.
We like some good gossip.
Yes. So, that's what I have decided to do. For all of those who were questioning where I was at, where I had gone, Big Fatty has kept people tuned in to me
Who's
doing
that?
Taxes.
Do I know that?
You haven't met Big Fatty yet. He's so awesome.
I've known you for so long. How do I not know him?
Well, Big Fatty is one of the other podcasters. I haven't been doing the podcast. Well, I've been doing podcasting since 2009. Big Fatty's been here, and he's been to Atlanta a couple of times that we've met up with him, but I mean, it's never...
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Me doing taxes. You haven't met Big Fatty yet.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1383 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 15th of May, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my visit to El Dentisto. Spit! Hello, flossers. Big Fatty after every meal. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. I got a good story for you, but y'all, I don't have a whole lot to tell you today. So, Big Fatty, oh, dear gussie. But I thought I'd just start off by nattering a little bit. I'm probably going to go down in the fat cave and talk about the quiz puggers. Here we go. I went to, Tuesday, y'all, I went to El Dentisto, before I got there, I left the fat cave early enough so I could go by the ATM machine and get some cash money. Because y'all, I needed to get some cash money to prepare for my upcoming trip to the Horror Hotel and to Hatlanta. And, oh, by the way, y'all, that's the folks over there at the Gay Country Boy. And that is not spelled no, C-U-N-T, no. You know, they're over there in the Hatlanta also. Yes, Big Betty. I go by the ATM machine and I get my cash money and I, you know, I'm putting it in my pocketbook and putting everything away and y'all, I drive away and I'm driving through the parking lot of the shopping center that the ATM machine is in, and y'all walking out of the A2&2 store. Is this good looking man? And I thought, ooh, he's cute. And all of a sudden I said, wait a minute. And so the good looking man walks behind the fat mobile. So I roll down the window and I go, hey. And he turns and he goes, hey. Y'all, it was my old most regular gentleman caller. And y'all, he came over and shook my hand, and I asked him what he's been up to, and y'all, he's evidently been out and lost wages for a while. He's got a friend out there, and he was out there visiting him and doing helping him with a project or something like that. So we just exchange pleasantries, and he says, "I'll call you soon." And I said, "Yes, y'all. I'm gonna tell you something. He even with clothes on, Betty, please. He's damn good looking man. That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say. Damn good looking man, Betty." So, y'all, I left there, and I went to El Dentisto, got in, what do they call the person that comes in and cleans your teeth? Not the anesthesiologist, the hygienist. She comes in and we're chitter-chatting and everything. And y'all, she was telling me about her, what she did for Mother's Day. She went to church and then afterwards went out and had one of those mimosas and then went to somewhere and had another drink and then had some lunch. I said, you know, the church needs to get in the modern ages instead of, you know, they ought to just serve big glasses of wine at communion and instead of those little tasteless crackers. I said maybe they should do sliders. So y'all, you could you know go take your communion. They give you a glass of wine and a plate with three sliders on it. Y'all, I guarantee church attendance would be up. But she got a kick out of Big Fatty saying they should do away with the little wafers and serve sliders. She goes, "Where do you come up with this stuff?" I said, "I'm Big Fatty." So so we had all of that, and you know, then she pushes the little button, and the El Dentisto comes in, and y'all. I'm a little something here, and I know I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again, and Miss Kitty said it to me, and I'm going to say it to you. Y'all, the older you get, the more your teeth wear out. And y'all, he says, one of these old silver fillings is nearing the end of its life. Well, y'all, you know, a filling back when I was young and got the damn filling, y'all, those were supposed to last for 30 years. Well, y'all, they've probably lasted for 40 years or more. So, you know, I guess I shouldn't bitch and complain that much. Big Fatty, what would you do if you didn't bitch and complain? Well, that's true. But so, y'all, I've got to go back to El Dentisto on the 6th of June. Is that right? Let me just see here. I've got my little schedule card over there. And so I've got to go back. I said I can't do it in the next, you know, the rest of May because, you know, I'm off to Atlanta. And so the 6th of June, I'm going to be going back to El Dentisto. So anyway, but other than that, they said, give us $80, and I did, and they said, thank you for calling, and so anyway, but then after that, y'all, for some reason, it took longer than it normally does, but I don't know why, but anyway, what's done is done, and I went back to the coal mine, and I got a few things done there this afternoon. Y'all, the afternoon just kind of drug a little bit. It was just one of those days. Just one of those days. I know you all had one of them. After that, I'm here in the Fat Cave now. The thing I want to, a couple of things I want to talk to you about about the quiz programs, and y'all, if we're going to do that, Big Fatty, cue the music, let's just go in the Fat Cave, whatever.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him.
This just into the BFO, home from the holiday desk. I've received word that Miss Beva survived Mykonos.
To the Fat Cave, B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty on the line.
That is correct. And, y'all, Bob, before we get into the quiz programs, Miss Beaver has indeed returned to the Faroe Islands. And y'all, she sent me a cute little message on the Wedge with Friends this morning. She said, let me just pull it up right here. She says, home again. And she's got a little squinty eye smiley face. It says, I have missed you. Aw, thank you, Miss Beaver. You've been missed also. Now get that lodge reopened. The same-sex marriage has been approved. You'll have it full of the homers. Be-ready. But anyway, y'all, we're not down here in the Fat Cave to talk about Beaver. No, Big Fatty. We're down here to talk about the quiz program. So y'all, let's chat about the Survivor. Now, y'all, if you have not watched to see who won this past Sunday night, y'all, you probably don't want to listen to this part, but y'all, a couple of observations that I made. First of all, I want to say that I am delighted. I am absolutely delighted that Cochran won, and y'all, it was a unanimous vote, and I'm just delighted that he won. He seems to be a nice young man, and I hope he does grand things with his $1 million. Y'all, it was an interesting show because they had some folks from previous seasons of The Survivor there. Y'all, the one thing they did not do, and I liked it, they did not bring back all the folks from earlier in the season that weren't on the jury. Yeah, they were sitting there in the front row, but they didn't bring them up on stage and talk to them and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, that was, you know, it's, yeah. How did it feel to be the first one voted off for the second time in a row? You know, I mean, you know, that kind of shit's just not interesting to Big Fatty. So I'm glad they didn't do that. They also didn't talk to everybody that was on the jury. The woman that came in third, they never really said anything to her. Anyway, or Eddie the fireman. No, Big Fatty, they didn't speak to cute Eddie. They should have. But anyway, but y'all, they had that Boston Rob on. And although I like Boston Rob, I think he was there only for one reason, and that was he's written a book, and he was there to promote his book, and I don't like that kind of shit. And y'all, they had that Rudy. From the first season. He was the 72-year-old Navy SEAL, and that was 13 years ago when they did the first season of The Survivor. Because you know they do two seasons of it. The first year, it's been on for 13 years, but 26 seasons. That's what it is. Be ready. But anyway, y'all, the man's 85 years old now. Y'all, he looked like he was pretty good. But y'all, he says he was talking about that Richard Hatch. You know, he's the one that won the first one. And he says, you know, Richard, I wish Richard was here because I'd like to say hello to the queer. And y'all, I couldn't believe it. They're having that. They're saying that on the TV machine. And but he said the word queer a couple of times, and you know, it's just how the old people are. They previewed, they gave a little teaser of what the next season is going to be, and evidently they're starting to film it in the next couple of days. Y'all, the theme, they didn't say where it was going to be, but the theme is blood versus water. And y'all, I didn't have any idea what that was. So, Tuesday afternoon. Oh, y'all, that is some fried turkey. Yes, McFaddy. Tuesday afternoon, I went and I looked. goggled it, and y'all, there's several theories, and I think they've hit it right on the head that it's going to be a kind of an kind of an all-star season, but and it's kind of fans versus favorites, but it's not. What I think they're going to do is there'll be a team called the Blood Team and a team called the Water Team, and the Blood Team will be a returning player, and they will have someone who is of a blood relationship to them on their tribe with them. And then the Water Team will be a returning player and will have someone who is not blood related playing with them, like a wife or a friend or, you know, a co-worker or something like that. Kind of like the Big Run kind of does sometimes. So, y'all, I think that could be very interesting, especially when they have to start voting their other half of their duo. You know, you're not just saving yourself, you're saving your duo. So I think that sounds kind of interesting. Big Freddy, let it. Yes, it sounds just lovely, almost as lovely as the dancing. Y'all, Monday night, I thoroughly enjoyed the dancing. Y'all, they gave out lots of perfect scores. There was some good dancing on Monday night. And I'm predicting, because I'm recording this prior to the result show, I think Ingo is not going to come up with a bingo. So Ingo Rademacher is going to be dismissed just 1 week before the finals. And y'all, they're doing something different. They're going to have four teams in the finals. And that's going to be next week. So y'all tune in for that. And quite frankly, I think, I know a lot of people think that the young girl, the Disney girl, whose name I can't remember off the top of my head, but she and Val are dancing together, and she's been very good. I think she's a front runner, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Quite frankly, if Ingo goes, it can be any of the four of them, but y'all, I'm going to pick a dark horse. Big Fatty, don't be vulgar. Y'all, and I think it's either going to be Jacoby or it's going to be that Kelly Pickles. Anyway, I think it's going to be one of the two of them that's going to win it. That's just what Big Fatty is going to say. Even though the young girl, she's good. She's good. But, you know, I think they're going to discount her ability to do things based on her age. That's one of the reasons she's doing so well, is because of that. So anyway, the finale of the dancing is going to be next week, y'all. So set your VRCs. I think it's a 2 hour finale show on Monday night, and the 2 hour. Finale where they'll announce the winner on Tuesday night next week. So y'all, if you're watching the dancing, set your VRCs for that, because it's just gonna be lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that American baking competition, I think I saw that it starts I don't remember right off the top of my head. I want to say it starts on the 20th. Well, I tell you what, let's just go over here to the Big Fatty, if only there was a series of wires and two. Oh, dear, I see. American baking competition. There it is. Y'all, it premieres on the 29th, which is 2 weeks from today. They've got a list of all the contestants over there, and you can go over there to cbs.com or just goggle American baking competition. Big Fatty, does it come with cake? Well, I'm sure there'll be some cake or something like that. In fact, maybe they'll make one for everyone in Atlanta, since Big Fatty won't be able to see him on this trip. What do you think about that, Wes?
Me doing taxes. You haven't met Big Fatty yet.
Oh, and you're not going to on this trip either. I'm sorry.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.